أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون. أما بعد، فإن أفضل الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, before I proceed with the khutbah this week, I'd like to just remind everybody with a hadith that we all know, or a hadith group of a hadith that we all know, but I think some of us tend to forget. You make the effort to come for the prayer Yawm al-Jum'ah, to come to prayer in Jum'ah, because of it is a fard and because you get a lot of thawab. However, some of us just make all the effort and then spoil it completely, because the hadith are quite clear. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, "Man massa al-hasa faqad lagha." On the prayer time, once the khutbah starts, if somebody plays with the hasa, with the pebbles on the ground, then he did laghu. وَمَنْ لَغَى فَلَا جُمْعَةَ لَهُ. Then his Friday prayer is null. So, the modern day hasa is our laptops and our computers and our phones. I notice some people sit during the khutbah reading their emails or exchanging messages. Now, this is exactly equivalent to masal hasa. So you might as well not come to Jum'ah, because you've spoiled your Jum'ah, but more importantly, you might be distracting other people who are trying to concentrate on the khutbah or on the Jum'ah. There are many other ahadith, some of which are quite unpleasant, and I don't want to go into them. But it also says, "Man takallama yawm al-jum'ah," whoever speaks while the khatib is doing the khutbah, فَهُوَ كَالْحِمَارُ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. He's like a donkey who's carrying heavy books, but he doesn't realize what he's doing. Many, many ahadith. So just a quick reminder, please, if you are here, you made the effort, you're here to do the khutbah, to do your prayers, part of the prayer, an integral part of the prayer is the khutbah. Even if it's boring, I know it is, a lot of the khutbahs are probably very boring. Even if you feel a bit sleepy, you want to doze off, that's fine. But don't play with your phones, don't send messages, don't distract other people. At least if you are going to spoil your own Jum'ah, don't spoil it for other people. Don't get... You don't only spoil your thawab, but you're also getting aqab because you are distracting other people. Having got this point out of the way, let's proceed with our khutbah this week. يقول الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا ويسألونك عن الروح قل الروح من أمر ربي وما أوتيتم من العلم إلا قليلا. This is in Surah Al-Isra, verses 83 to 85, for whoever wants to refer to it. Now, if we just ponder a bit about the meanings in this ayat, we'll find some very interesting meanings. It says, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. If we shower our favors on the human beings, when Allah showers His favor on the human beings, أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبِهِ. He turns His face away and ignores it. So what happens is, when favors are showered on us or on some human beings, they forget that it is from Allah. They imagine that it is something that they have gained themselves. It is something that they are entitled to. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسًا. And when harm touches him, he is depressed and he is desperate. Then Allah says, قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلْ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. Everybody does according to what he's been made for. فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَى بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. We'll go through that inshallah as we proceed with the ayat and sort of try to explain it a bit more and think about it. However, let's see what these ayat really mean. So as I said, Allah says, when human beings are given favors by Allah, they become deluded. They feel that they deserve all the favors that they have. They get a sense of entitlement. They feel that, you know, they're entitled to that. They feel that it's because of my hard work. It's because I am so clever. And they forgot and they forget and ignore that all favors are really given to us by Allah. And so Allah describes this by saying they turn away their face. So, you know, when you turn away your face to something, you want to ignore it. You don't want to acknowledge it. But when harm touches him or her, he becomes depressed. I'm sure we've all heard people saying, look, what have I done to deserve that? I don't really deserve that. Why has Allah done that to me? Now, as I said, let's see what we can learn from these ayat. The first thing, which is quite interesting, is the way the ayat have been put forwards. Allah says, إِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا. إِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا in Arabic is ضمير مستتر, indicating that it's Allah's doing. So when something good befalls you, it is from Allah. Allah has done that. However, when he talks about harm, he says, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ. He did not say, إِذَا Allah أَدَّلَهُ إِلَى الشَّرْ, إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرْ. So Allah did not associate himself with harm. And of course, everything is from Allah, we know that. But we are being taught a lesson here, that when we talk about Allah, we have to have certain adab, we have to have certain manners. So we attribute good things to Allah, but we don't attribute bad things to Allah, although we acknowledge that everything is from Allah. And that's just the first lesson of the way the linguistically Allah has put this ayah, which is quite interesting. Now, Allah also says, وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسًا. And we notice that particularly in people who are used to success, people who are always A students, people who are always scoring good in their studies, students, people who are very successful in their life, they always have good careers, they're always performing well. And then something wrong happens. They fail an exam or they don't score the scores that they expect, or the business goes bust or whatever happens. They become devastated. They become devastated after a single failure. So Allah has bestowed so many good things, but on the first time they face a failure or a bad thing happen, they become devastated. And they give up. And this is really a sign of immaturity. Because really it's like a spoiled child. You know, if you've got this child that you give everything to him, and then once he wants a sweet and you deny him the sweets, he cries and he sits on the floor and he shakes and he you know, goes into a tantrum. This is what some people do. The first harm that afflicts them, they go into this sort of tantrum, not realizing that really it is part of Allah's hikmah, and we'll explain in a minute how this is. Now, every human being has an allotted amount of ni'mah or rizq. And rizq, by the way, as we know, is not only the money, it's the health, it's family, it's knowledge, it's children. Everything that Allah bestows on us is part of our rizq. And we know that Allah has prescribe a certain amount of risk for each and every one of us. And nobody will die before getting his risk in full. So everybody has a given allotted amount of risk. The risk in this life is limited because it is life. It's al-hayat al-dunya. The only place where you are going to get unlimited risk is inshallah in al-jannah. This is where there is unlimited risk. But in dunya, rizq is limited. So all the good things that are happening, as I said, family, knowledge, money, everything is limited. It can't be unlimited, and it has to come to an end, because this is how Allah has made this world. Now, the same thing, Allah has given everybody a limited number of challenges, a finite amount of challenges. So everybody in this world will face challenges. Everybody will face hardship, because this is part of Allah's plan on this earth. So everybody of us must go into this mental state, accepting that he will have good and he will have bad. Everybody will face challenges. It's a question of how do we deal with the challenges. Now, if we go through the ayat, we find then Allah says something very interesting. He says, كُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ, which means that everybody has a different set. Everybody is set, shakilati. Everybody has got is created in a certain way. So why is that? I mean, some people might say, we know that Allah gives us good, He bestows good, and He bestows hardship. And the idea is that this is the test. Because according to how you perform in your test, you either go to Jannah or go to the hellfire, wal'ayadu billah. So why is it that not everybody has the same test? Why does everybody have a different set of tests? Everybody's, the test, as I said, the test can be good or can be hardship. And Allah explains why. Because كُلُّ نِعْمَلْ عَلَى شَكِلَتِهِ, according to their predisposition, everybody has a shakila. Every individual person, every human being has got a certain predisposition. And it is our duty in life to try and identify this predisposition. As a matter of fact, if we make the effort and spend the time to understand our predisposition, this shakila, we will understand ourselves. And if we can understand ourselves and know ourselves, we will know Allah. So it's very interesting how the ayat go through. كُلُّ نِعْمَلْ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ. You know, it just comes through there, indicating quite clearly, everybody has got a certain predisposition, shakila. Now, as I said, everybody has got their share. And you deal with that according to the shakila, the personality, or the gifts that Allah has bestowed on us. And then Allah goes on to say, فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. Allah knows who is guided. So, again, what does this mean? If Allah knows who is guided, what does guided mean? Where do you get guided? You're guided if you're walking a course, if you're going through a road. So everybody in this life has got a course. Everybody is going through life through a certain course that Allah has predetermined. And Allah has given everybody a shakila, everybody certain gifts to deal with whatever is thrown at him. So the challenges of life, whether good or bad, depend on what Allah has given you. And what sort of talents has Allah given you? So, this is how the ayat goes. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَى بِجَانِبُهُ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَئُوسًا قُلْ كُلٌّ يَعْمَلْ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِهِ فَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. And then all of a sudden the ayat changes course completely, or apparently seems to change course. And it says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ, and they ask you about the soul. قُلُ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And they ask you about the soul, say, Allah, the soul is only up to God. Only God knows really much about it. And you've only been given limited knowledge. And on the surface of it, if we look, if we think it's almost a change of direction. As a matter of fact, it is not. Because this is where the different shakila, the different personalities come from. So, we are taught that every person is the product of two things, certain genetic factors and certain environmental factors. So, if you have got certain genes and you live in a certain environment, then that's how you turn out to be. But if we look around us, we see that a lot of identical twins, who are genetically identical, brought up in the same environment, but yet each one of them goes a very separate path. Each one of them has different interests. And this is where the ruh comes into it. Because this is where the shakila actually lies in. And then Allah says, إنما الروح من أمر ربي. It's at the command of my master. Now the ulama tell us that there are two worlds that we live in. عالم الخلق وعالم الأمر. عالم الخلق is the world of creation. This is where we live in this world. And the world of creation follows certain rules and regulations. We are governed by time and space. And Allah has given all the rules to this world, the rules of physics, etc. عالم الأمر, however, it is at the command of Allah. وَإِذَا قَدَ أَمْرًا إِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. There are no rules. You don't need time to grow. For example, the creation of al-malaika, of the angels. Allah has explained to us the creation of human beings. Adam, how he was created, the stages he went through, and how he was created. We all see how we grow up, you know, we are born as children, and we need time to grow and mature. Whereas al-malaika were created by one word from Allah, kun. They did not go through this process. So this is alam al-amr. Now, it's very interesting that human beings have got both of them in them, in their creation. So the physical aspect of a human being is from alam al-khalq. It is a creation. However, the spiritual aspect, ar-ruh, is from alam al-amr. And it is actually each one of us has got a ruh inside of us, controlling our personality. Then Allah goes to say, وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So, you know, you've been given only very little knowledge. So that's just a sort of a highlight to know what we're really doing. So the message I want to say home here is that when you work towards your predisposition, you will learn more about yourself. And that's a message especially to the younger audience here. If you want to know what to do with your life, you need to know what's your predisposition. Some people are lucky enough from a very young age they realize what they are good at, for example. Somebody is an artist is good at drawing. Some people live their life not really knowing what to do and they keep going around asking. So it's all fine to ask. But the way to live life is to work and to not to be frightened to go into experiences and not to be frightened of failure, because every failure is a lesson that you learn. So you should take, you know, you should not shy away from taking chances. You should not shy away from discovering. You should not shy away from learning by mistakes. Our time on earth is very limited. Between coming to age and either dying or going into senility where we lose our mental abilities, take away the times we sleep, you will find that the time we have on earth is actually very limited. So don't waste that time. And that's my advice, especially to the younger members of the audience. Don't waste your time. Don't be afraid to try. Don't be worried about experimenting, because experimenting is what teaches you. And don't be afraid of failure, as I said. And stop being depressed when you fail. This is part of life. Part of life is to work, try, fail. You fail, you learn, you get up on your feet and you try again. This is life. If you just stay behind, you're too worried of failure, you keep asking people, you ask 10 people, you will get 10 opinions. So it's good to ask people. But at the end of the day, إِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ. Take a decision, go through the path. Don't worry if the path is a wrong one. If you find it's a wrong one, then you will learn from it. Try again, take another path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. So because we're running short of time as usual, as I said, time is so limited with everything, I'll just concentrate very quickly on the message. The message, the take home message is, whatever happens, whether it's good or bad, it's part of life. You have good days and you have bad days. إِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. When you have good days, enjoy it, be happy with it. However, when you have the bad days, don't be Ya'usa. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسَ. Don't be Ya'usa. Just understand that this is part of life. Understand that this is something that's going to come up with a benefit for you. Because the hadith of Prophet Muhammad says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلُّهُ خَيْرٌ. It's surprising what the mu'min, what the believer has. Whatever happens to him, it's always good. And this is not for other people, it's only for the believers. In أَصَابَهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرٌ. If good things happen to him, he will be grateful to Allah, he will thank Allah. فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And that's good for him. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّاءُ. And if bad things happen to him, bad things afflict him, صَبَرْ. He will experience patience. وَالصَّبْرُ الْجَمِيلُ, as we discussed before about that. فَكَانَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. And it's a good thing for him as well. So, they say, إِنَّ السَّعَادَ فِي ثَلَاثٍ. Happiness is in three things. إِذَا أُعْطِي شَكَرْ. If you are given, be grateful and enjoy it. وَإِذَا أَبْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ. And when you have the hardships, experience sabr and understand that this is part of life, it's part of your test. وَإِذَا أَذْنَبَ اسْتَغْفَرْ. And when you do mistakes, because as I said, as we go on in life, we do mistakes. When you do mistakes, recognize your mistakes and do istighfar. And inshallah, you will be forgiven. And then it becomes a positive experience from which we can move on to the next experience. We ask Allah to make us satisfied with what He has given us. And to make us amongst those who will be in the Jannah, inshallah. اللهم ارضنا وارض عنا وعافنا واعف عنا اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا واكرمنا ولا تهنا واعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم اغفر لنا جميع خطايانا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا رب العالمين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المجاهدين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم اصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.